building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about developing your voice in business and what that can look like. I don't think it has to be the process that everyone thinks it is. But first, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my son, actually, who just started as an intern at Excelity. Some of you may have seen this last week in a LinkedIn post that I put up. He is doing some video editing, and he's going to be doing some editing for this podcast. I told him he's finally going to know what mom has been yapping about for 4 years on her podcast. And we were looking at some of the download numbers, and he was like, oh my gosh, all those people already downloaded your podcast today. It was like 7:30 before he went to school today. And I was like, yep, look at all these people who want to listen to mom talk. And he was like, oh, wow. And I get it for free at home. They probably wouldn't want to listen to it if they were in my position, which I thought was pretty funny and also kind of rude, but you know, life of a teenager. But anyway, welcome him to the Excelity team and to editing this podcast. Ari, I hope you cannot wait to listen to my voice even more. And I hope you do not regret taking this job. Anyway, on to today's topic. Pardon my voice if I am a little stuffy. I have been sick, I swear, for half of winter and spring. This immune system has maybe still never come back since COVID, and I'm sure a lot of you are feeling my pain. When we talk about developing your voice in business, I think it's really easy to look at people online or look at people that you see in meetings and think, wow, they really know how to stand up for themselves. They are really eloquent. Wow, I can't believe that he or she is able to say that to someone else in a meeting or in an email, because I would be really scared to speak up in this situation. Or maybe you're in large meetings or even smaller settings and you're afraid to speak up at all. That is very normal. I think that's very normal for people at all stages of their careers, especially when you're getting started. But hey, a lot of people are just shy. I was talking to my eldest daughter about this, and she was saying people think she's awkward because she's shy. And I was like, no. Like, that is very normal. It is very normal to be a shy person. And just because you might be surrounded by some outgoing people doesn't mean it's normal to be that outgoing. You don't have to jump right into stating your opinion in every meeting, especially when you are getting started in business and you are in rooms full of people that have a lot more experience than you. When I started consulting and marketing, I was 27, 28 years old. I really had no business being a consultant, right? I had run marketing for a couple of years at a high growth software company. And so I had learned a lot and I had seen a lot. And so I was the kind of consultant that was ready to get in there to advise, to make some educated guesses, and to really hustle and do the work. And people were really aware of that when they hired me and when they started working with me, and I was priced accordingly. So I think I was in the right place and at the right time with a lot of the companies that I was working with. Now, when you get started in some of these rooms, a lot of times, and I know I personally was with lots of men who were in their 40s, 50s, 60s, who had decades of experience in business that I did not have. And therefore, sometimes you feel like you just don't belong. That imposter syndrome really creeps in very easily in a lot of these situations. And I tell my team members this all the time. You don't have to just jump right in and start stating your opinion, because a lot of times you might not have one, right? A lot of times people are going back and forth in the room. Sometimes it's an ego competition. Sometimes you can't get a word in edgewise, and sometimes you don't need to. Often the smartest person in the room is actually sitting back, watching, and they are speaking when they are ready to say something intelligent. They are not the loudest person in the room. I think that we mistake the loudest person in the room for the smartest person in the room, and the loudest person in the room often gets the most attention, but that's actually not how it should be. What I teach some of my team members when they are working to get comfortable in these situations, especially with our clients who they talk fast, they move fast, they're really smart, and they have high expectations, is start with asking questions. Start with listening. Start with being really prepared and doing your homework. Make sure that you are coming to every situation fully prepped. You have read through everything that you need to. You fully understand all of the materials that were sent beforehand. You read through their website. You went even above and beyond. And you are ready to have a really good conversation on the topic if and when it comes to you to have that conversation. But sometimes all you have to do is ask really, really smart questions. I see this a lot in the sales process at Excelity. Sometimes I don't even have to hardly talk at all. A lot of what I do is just ask really good questions, and it kind of turns into business therapy. It turns into, this is what's wrong with our marketing, and this is what hasn't gone right in the past, and this is why I don't trust other people, but I actually feel like I trust you more already because I'm getting to have this really open and honest conversation with you. And all I'm doing is asking the right questions, being a listening ear, repeating what they're saying back to them in other words, and really showing them that I'm listening, I'm comprehending, and I'm really internalizing what they're saying. That is really the start to developing your voice. Showing up, being really prepared, asking very smart questions, and showing people that you care. That is where you have to start. Showing up, asking smart questions, really, really listening, not listening to respond, but really listening and showing people that you care. Your voice will come. You don't have to be that badass. So sit back and be yourself. All right, that is it for today. I hope that this message resonated with you, especially for those of you that are in new rooms, new situations, places that you are uncomfortable. Be yourself, be prepared, ask smart questions, and share this with one person that needs to hear this message today. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.